House and More Expedition Through the Bible is a live call-in talk show every Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m. heard right here on this radio station. David Harris and Tom Moore will cover difficult topics of life and worship and will give a biblical answer for every question. We encourage you to tune in and call in every Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m. The number is 855-QA-BIBLE. Again, that's 855-722-4253, or email your questions and comments to questions@harrisonmoore.org. Our motto is, you've heard what men have to say, now listen to what the Bible has to say. Now join our hosts, David Harris and Tom Moore.
Welcome to the Harris and Moore Expedition Through the Bible. I'm David Harris, the gospel preacher for the Hillcrest Church of Christ in Stephenville, Texas. And here with my good friend and partner on this program, Tom Moore, who is the gospel preacher for the Park Heights Congregation in Hamilton, Texas, of the Lord's Church. Also with us here tonight is Frank Briscoe. He's running our boards for us. He's the gospel preacher at Santo, Texas, and it would be hard to run this program without a third man now, especially concerning the chat box, and we'll get into that in just a moment. We are broadcasting from Studio 4 at the Hillcrest Church of Christ building. We're also broadcasting from KATX 97.7 FM in Eastland, Texas, KNNK 100.5 FM in Hereford, Texas, and KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 right here in Stephenville, Texas, and we'd like to welcome all of our listeners tonight. Also, you can tune in on the gospelradionetwork.org. You can catch us worldwide on that. If you can't remember that, just remember harrisonmoore.org and follow the instructions. It will take you to the live broadcast tonight. This program is going to be rebroadcast at 7 a.m. on Tuesday at this website, the harrisonmoore.org. or the gospelradionetwork.org. Now, you have heard what men have said, and now let's hear what the Bible says. This has been our motto ever since we've been on the air, and it will continue to be our motto. There are a lot of things that men are saying today about certain things concerning life and concerning godliness and concerning religion, and we want to let you know what the Bible has to say about these things, and this is going to be our motto as long as we're able to be on the air. This is a live call-in program, and we encourage you to write this number down so that you can call in at any given time with your comments or your questions. And the number to call is 855-QA-BIBLE. Spell it out. 855-Q as in questions, A as in answers, B-I-B-L-E, Q-A-Bible. Or you can call 855-722-4253. And it's a toll-free number, won't cost you a nickel. We'll pick up the tab. We just want to hear what you have to say. You can also email us questions at questions@harrisonmoore.org, and we'll try to get to those things as soon as we possibly can and give you a Bible answer for your question there too. There is a chat room, what is called a chat room on the web, on the gospelradionetwork.org. You can listen live, and at the same time you can go to the chat room and you can make your comments or your questions known there on the chat box. And all you have to do is sign your name in, whatever name you want to use there, and then you'll be signed in, and you can send us your comments or your questions via the internet. We have additional sponsors. We want to thank our sponsors and welcome our sponsors tonight again, the Bangs Church of Christ in Bangs, Texas, the De Leon Church of Christ in De Leon, Texas, the Patrick Street Church of Christ in Dublin, Texas, the Rising Star Church of Christ in Rising Star, Texas, the Mount Vernon Church of Christ in Mount Vernon, Texas, the Ninth and Main Church of Christ in San Angelo, Texas, and the Windmill Church of Christ in Weatherford, Texas, located on 4839 Tin Top Road, just south and off of I-20, and also the Santo Church of Christ in Santo, Texas, which is also one of our good sponsors. Now, Tom, we've got a pretty difficult topic tonight. As we've said before and will always say, we're not afraid to tackle difficult topics. We tackle topics that are confusing to a lot of people, and one that has been in the news here for the last two or three weeks is that of Planned Parenthood. And I want to read something that was recorded seen at one of the Planned Parenthood clinics. It's a baby, another boy. Now, Tom, these words should be words of heartfelt joy for a new life, and yet the latest video shows Planned Parenthood officials visibly ecstatic at how much we can get out of it. And they're talking about an aborted child. They're talking about a murdered child in the womb. There's been a lot said and there's been a lot shown about the horrors of Planned Parenthood and their organization over the last several weeks. And astoundingly, Tom, some people in the United States of America are totally okay with these atrocities, selling the aborted baby parts for profit or any other case.
You know, David, this has been illegal in the United States of America ever since the inception of our country. As a matter of fact, we fought a war, World War II, because of the atrocities of selling human body parts for medical research by the Nazi regime. Now, we're going to talk more about that later in the program, but this just lets us know, David, how horrible this is. And, you know, we're going to talk about, if we have time also, how that our nation got up in arms with that dentist who shot a lion, and yet not one word is being said or trying to be hid. You know, they put a gag order on these films and audio tapes that they had of this situation going on. But our nation seems to be trying to sweep this whole thing under the rug. And the one thing that has been missing in all of this new coverage, David, concerning right or wrong, is that there is no mention of God. There is no mention of these babies having a soul. And as we're going to see later on, they call it fetus tissue.
Mm-hmm.
But then later on when they want to sell it, then they call it a baby.
Yeah, it's a baby when they can sell it. It's just fetal tissue as long as they're extracting that living human being out of the womb. And, you know, we have said this on many different occasions because we have talked about abortion on many different occasions on this program. But this goes way beyond abortion. These body parts have price tags on them.
Making a profit out of murder.
Absolutely. And not only that, if that's not bad enough, we are being taxed, and $500 million of our own tax money is going to fund this kind of what they like to call medical research. And this is just absolutely atrocious all of this is going on. But as you mentioned, and I think we need to spend some time on this, the one thing that has been missing in all the news coverage concerning the right or the wrong of the issue doesn't make any difference where you stand on it right now. Now, as we're talking about this, we hope to change your mind if you're on the other side of the fence on this. But there is no mention of God in all of this. It's just, you hear people talking about it on the news and they say, oh, that's just not right. Well, according to whom is that not right?
Exactly. You know, David, and also, as you mentioned a moment ago, the number of dollars that's being spent by the government for Planned Parenthood is $500 million annually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that just gets all over me. You know, we're talking about the murdering of babies and then selling baby parts and also, in some cases, the whole baby intact. And as a result of this, they're making a profit out of shedding innocent blood.
And there can't be much more on the face of this earth any more innocent than a human baby in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
That the innocence is just is got to be screaming to the top of the hilltops here, and the fact that we have an administration that is backing this wholeheartedly, the fact that we have the Democratic Party backing this thing wholeheartedly, and we're hearing a lot of talk, but we're not hearing any kind of action.
And then when there are those who want to give action to the situation and show what's really going on, then judges put a gag order.
Yes.
You know, so that the true evidence can be hid from the people. You know, I think if a lot of people really realized what was going on, they'd be up in arms about it.
I don't know who said it. I was watching the news program not too long ago, and we're going to get into, as you said, about this shooting of the lion, Cecil, I believe is his name, and everybody's up in arms about this, and including the President of the United States of America. He is going to launch an investigation into the shooting of this one lion, and yet we have 300,000 babies killed annually by Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. Now think about that for just a moment. 300,000 babies killed annually by Planned Parenthood.
You know, I believe that's about the population of the city of Austin.
Yes.
Killed every year.
Every single year.
By one entity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even counting other services that's doing it.
Right.
We're talking about just Planned Parenthood. Well, David, when we think about this idea of Planned Parenthood and the selling of body parts, it all starts with the real question, what does God have to say about all this? Now, mm-hmm. Our motto is, and has always been, as you mentioned in the introduction, you have heard what men have said. Let's listen to what the Bible has to say. And David, Jeremiah is really a good place for us to start here, is it not?
Concerning, yes, it is.
What God has to say concerning what Planned Parenthood is involved in.
Well, to Jeremiah, God would say, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. And I ordained you a prophet unto the nations." Now, Tom, when he says, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. God knows babies.
And he recognized that which was in the womb as a person.
Yes.
Not just a piece of fetal tissue.
Right.
But as a person. You don't sanctify a piece of tissue.
No.
It is a person.
You don't know a piece of tissue.
Yeah.
You don't have a friend as a piece of tissue. You don't do anything with a piece of tissue. And that's the reason they call it fetal tissue, because, and we'll get into the changing of the terminology here to make everybody feel good about it, but this is baby murder. Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking about going one step further than that and taking these babies, butchering them up, and selling their little body parts for X number of dollars for each one of them. 300,000 babies a year, and all along they have been saying they're totally innocent of this, and they refuse to accept responsibility, even though there are 4 videos out there that show graphically what they're doing. People drinking drinks and having their Chardonnay wine and chuckling over buying a Lamborghini with the proceeds that are going to come from this butchered human being that has been in the womb.
In the words of the Apostle John, the whole world lieth in wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we look at this passage here in Jeremiah 1 and verse 5. Planned Parenthood says, "Before I kill thee, I knew you in the womb."
Mm-hmm.
They say, "Before I knew you as a child, I sold your body parts." In essence, that's what they're making this verse to say. instead of what really God wants, or what God's telling us that He wants us to understand.
Right. And listen to this with this idea. If you look at the definition of true Planned Parenthood, not some abrogated thought of Planned Parenthood, not the organization, but this is Planned Parenthood. What God is telling us here is when He says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before you came out from the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto thee." That's what Planned Parenthood is all about, right there. That is Planned Parenthood.
And as a result of that, David, we live in a society that cares nothing about the innocent rights of a child.
No.
They care more about the almighty dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember tonight, the number to call, if you would like to get in on the discussion with a question or a comment, we encourage you to call us 1-855-QA-BIBLE. That's 1-855-QA-BIBLE. Now, I mentioned that Austin had 300,000 people in it, but several in the chat box have been already correcting me, saying some 800,000 to 900,000 people. I must be thinking about the 60s. But, you know, but you still think about one-third of the size of Austin.
Yes.
Killed. You know, and we've got to realize, David, that at that great number of people being killed, and yet the world, our president, many in our senators and Congress aren't even batting an eye.
No, as a matter of fact,
atrocity.
They are endorsing it. Nancy Pelosi endorses Planned Parenthood. Hillary Clinton came out the other day and endorsed Planned Parenthood, even after all of the atrocities have been shown there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's another passage, you know, we want to stay with this theme for just a moment. The real question, what does God have to say about all of this? And our motto has always been, you have heard what men have had to say, now let's see what God has to say. And there's a passage there in the 139th Psalm, if you've got that pulled up, Tom, why don't you read us that passage? And it'll be starting there in verse number 13 for those of you who have a Bible. Follow along with us.
Psalm 139, beginning verse 13. For thou didst form my inward parts, and thou didst cover me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks unto thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works. And that my soul knoweth right well, my frame or my body was not hidden from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously or skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. You know, David, when we think about that passage, we're told very clearly that God has made each and every one of us. And this is something that has been completely ignored by the press, and by our government, and by many of those who are believers in Planned Parenthood. God made us in the womb. Now,
Amen.
We realize it's not some miraculous thing, but through the natural process that He has set forth, God is really the author of life in the womb.
And there's a great comment made here, Miller. He said, the psalmist considered the Lord watched over his development in his mother's womb. There was already a plan for his life. And a very, very astute recognition of this by one of our listeners here. There's already a plan for his life. And these babies are getting snuffed out before they ever get a chance to breathe a breath of air.
Exactly.
It's absolutely horrendous. And you know, the government, which is promoting this, you know, our current administration, our current set of senators and congressmen, not all of our congressmen, not all of our senators, but a good number of them are promoting this, and they don't see anything big wrong with it, and we're going to see why in just a moment. And one of the things they keep coming back to is it's good research. It's for research, and it's for the betterment of mankind, and we'll even see somebody say, this is God's work. Planned Parenthood is doing God's work. We're going to get to that. We're not just making this stuff up.
You know, and many of our politicians talk big about how much this is disgusting, but refuse to say anything about how godless this whole operation is, and so far have yet not refused to fund this Planned Parenthood organization, the $500 million mm-hmm. annually.
Mm-hmm.
If they're so opposed and so disgusted by this, let's start cutting some funds here.
Immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, what is there to talk about? Why, when you're killing innocent human beings, what is there to talk about here? It's just astounding that we could kick this around and come up with an idea as to what to do. Just stop the money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you will be at least going in the right direction.
You'll be sending a message at the very least, would you
right.
not?
Absolutely.
We know also, David, in the book of Job, in mm-hmm. Job at chapter 31, in verse 15, it says, did not he that made me in the womb make him? Now, Job was talking about one who was a servant, you mm-hmm. know, previous. So he's talking about two people here. He says, did not he that made me in the womb make him? And did not one fashion us in the womb? Again, we see there the hand of God involved.
Yes.
And when we think about this idea, over and over in the Bible, God declares that he has made all the babies, and because they are human beings, they have souls.
Yes.
You know, you have heard what men have said. Listen to what the Bible has to say about that entity, that baby, that person that is in the womb of a mother. It is not just simply a piece of fetal tissue.
No. And what really gets me is that even though we have all of this evidence showing what Planned Parenthood is doing, all of our politicians, now I may be wrong, I haven't listened to all of them, but all that I have heard, all of the newscasters that I have listened to, they refuse to bring God into the equation when God is the standard of right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you take God completely out of the equation, you might have justification in your own mind, a justification that you could say, well, this is okay because it's for the betterment of the human race, or it's for research, medical research, or whatever kind of justification you want to put on it, because you're not going to be answerable to God.
You know, in light of what you just said, David, I'm reminded of two passages in the book of Judges that we can make application here. In Judges chapter 2 and verse 10 it says, and also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them that knew not Jehovah nor the work which he had wrought for Israel.
Amen.
One of the reasons that our government is in the state of affairs that it's in is because they do not know God. They do not acknowledge him as God. In Judges 21 verse 25 it says, in those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which is right in their own eyes. They don't set up Christ as king.
Mm-mm.
In our nation. And as a result of that, every man is doing that which is right in his own eyes, therefore taking God totally out of the picture. God is not there in their decision-making process, and so they feel free to do whatever they want.
Well, there is no standard for morality. There is no standard for right, and there's no standard for righteousness. There's really no standard for evil if you take God out of the equation. I mean, Obama doesn't have a he doesn't have a say-so about what's right and wrong.
And you know, the few times that he did mention Scripture, he used them totally out of context.
Boy, didn't he, though. Didn't he, though. This whole situation has been taken a step further than what we ever dreamed that it would. You know, the abortion of a child, the murder of a child in the womb is bad enough. But now, when you start selling the body parts, you've gone a step further that we haven't even considered yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you earlier, and I went in there to look, and I couldn't find it, and I wish I could have found it. But I have a list, and they're of a program that we had done years ago. It is a price list of baby body parts that these people are willing to pay for these baby body parts in the name of research.
You know, they were trying to, that was not a very well-known thing.
No.
It was kept quiet. But now it's in the open. They're trying to hide it now that it's been in the open. But this has been going on for a long time.
Yeah. You know, even when we brought that up on our program, and I can't remember how long ago it was, but it was several years ago. You know, there were people that were questioning, where did we get our information from? You know, but it's there, and it's always been there. It's just now been brought to light. That's all. Yep. They've been doing it all along, and yet they are lying through their teeth when they saying this does not happen, that it's not a possibility to happen.
You know, there are some things that God really hates that are set forth in the Scriptures, right?
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs chapter 6, does he not tell us there's something there concerning what we're talking about in regard to the killing of these babies?
Hands that shed innocent blood. He said there are six things that he hates, yea, seven. And one of them is hands that shed innocent blood. Now, there in this abortion process, in this murder process, there are at least two parties involved. There is the woman who is having her child murdered for her, and then there is the murderer of the child.
Mm-hmm.
And God hates hands that shed innocent blood.
And we might also add a few more in there, those who are assisting the murderer.
Yes.
And those who are paying for the murders.
Yes.
And those who are voting for the murderers. The politicians who are giving the money to the murderers,
and you don't just go out there and blindly not know where an individual stands on this issue.
Like I said, we're
taking it one step beyond the murdering of the child in the womb. Now we're taking it to the selling of the body parts, which is an illegality in this country. As you mentioned earlier, it has never ever been legal to sell human body parts, alive or dead. It doesn't make any difference.
You know, in Romans chapter 1 and verse 32, it says, who knowing the ordinance of God, that they that practice such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but also who consent, or the King James says, has pleasure with them that practice them. David, does that not fit with regard to those who are involved in the supporting of Planned Parenthood, that they are not the actual ones committing the crime, but they're consenting or having pleasure that they give their money to them?
Right. Now, Denny writes, he says, we're about to have our first grandchild any day. And both sides of the family, extended family, great-grands, lifelong friends, and more, are so excited that the baby is to come. It's a daily multi-party discussion as people anticipate the birth of a child. And how sad that Planned Parenthood destroys life and the happiness and the joy of many family members who celebrate the new life. Remember Naomi. She changed her name to Mara, meaning bitter, but was given back her joy and happiness with the birth of her grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
And a very, very good observation there. It's not only the immediate family that suffers this, the whole extended family and the friends, they're all suffering a loss at the loss of this child. And so the one and only time that God is mentioned, and we said earlier that no one, not the media or anybody else, has mentioned the fact that God has been mentioned in this Planned Parenthood defense. But now, the only time that God is mentioned in the defense of Planned Parenthood is a statement from the Planned Parenthood Clergy Advocacy Board. If you've got that pulled up, we've got this. We got this information from. I've read it in two different places now, but I can't give you right now just exactly where we pulled this off. But anyway, the part of this article says, as faith leaders committed to justice, honesty, and liberty, we are troubled by the decades-long campaign of harassment against Planned Parenthood and those who they serve. Now, Tom, first of all, I see some problem with them calling themselves committed to justice, honesty, and liberty when they are all for the murdering of this child in the womb.
And also willing to hide evidence mm-hmm. that shows the true colors of what they're doing.
Right. He goes on to say, our faiths demand care for those marginalized by poverty and other oppressions. Faith leaders have supported Planned Parenthood for nearly 100 years because of our shared goals. Every person, regardless of income, race, or religion, deserves access to safe, affordable, high-quality health care.
You know, David, in that statement that this clergy advocacy board states, the statement does not mention abortion, instead portraying Planned Parenthood as an indispensable provider of high-quality care that does the best of what religious traditions do. You know, we're going to talk about a little bit later, David, how that people change the names of things to make it not look so bad and try to mention mm-hmm. only the good things that right. they supposedly do and omit the bad things.
Right.
Now, remember, the number to call tonight, if you'd like to get in on the discussion with a question or a comment, the number to call is 1-855-QA-BIBLE. That's 1-855-QA-BIBLE. You know, David, this clergy group also appeals to religious liberty and individual conscience, portraying the abortion provider opponents as seeking to impose their values and work obsessively to limit access to health care on individuals. No, what we're trying to do is stop the murdering of innocent children.
That's all. And by the way, you cannot call murdering a child in the womb high quality health care. No way, form, or fashion does that fit that description.
You know, and they say also, this clergy advocacy board, they say our religious traditions call on us to offer compassion and not judgment.
There you go.
But the Bible says in John 7 and verse 24 that we are to judge righteous judgment.
Amen.
And so, you know, anytime you say somebody's doing something contrary to God's law, you're always accused of what? Judging.
Right.
And so what they're trying to do is put us on the defensive when we're simply trying to save the lives of little children.
Right.
You know, they go on to say, people who work at Planned Parenthood give care and respect to those in need, doing God's work. For this, we are grateful.
For doing God's work. They say Planned Parenthood is doing God's work, and they murder 300,000 babies a year at taxpayer expense.
Do you see what they said? Planned Parenthood gives care and respect to those in need. Where is the respect for the murdering of all some 300,000 babies every year by Planned Parenthood.
You know, we've always said on this program, the most dangerous place for a child to be in the United States of America is in the womb of his mama.
You know, I don't want to go away from this without mentioning that the head honcho of this clergy board here is a lesbian priest of the Episcopal Church.
Her name is Susan Russell.
And you know, David, that just shows you how far away some religious groups are getting from the Word of God. Now, if religious groups are getting away from the Word of God, just think how the people of the world, how far they're getting away from morality.
Right, right. So this kind of gives everybody an idea of what this Planned Parenthood is doing. And by the way, you mentioned the fact that they said, you know, that we are the ones that are hindering the women that need this quality health care. And it's our fault that women are not going to receive this high-quality care if they get their tax funding taken away. Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20 says, "Woe unto them that call good evil and evil good, and woe unto them that put light for darkness and darkness for light, and woe unto them that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." And that woe means grief come up on them.
Mm-hmm.
Grief.
You know, David, when we think about this whole scenario, one of the things that really has slapped me in the face with realization is the parallel that's taking place right now between Planned Parenthood and the Nazis' medical research. Now, they get all up in arms when we start making this comparison. But the comparison is mind-boggling.
It is.
It truly is. We've heard of the Nuremberg trials for Nazi war crimes. That's been around for a long time. I don't know how much they teach it in schools anymore. But one of the fellas that was on trial was Professor Julius Holofervordarden. I guess that's how you say that. I'm not too good about with German names.
Holofervordarden?
Yeah. But in 1939... this was kind of a summary of what he said took place. He said that a euthanasia center had been established at Burdenberg Gordon Center, where there was a sudden surge in institutional deaths. It is now assumed that the majority of those 700 brains Holofervordarden investigated during the Nazi period were victims of euthanasia, and that he was present at the killing of more than 60 children and adolescents at the Ensault Buden-Brandenburgen on October the 28th, 1940. Now, David, we think about this. Here's a man who is put on trial by a world court accused of war crimes in the killing of innocent people and taking their parts for medical research.
Right.
It sounds just a little bit familiar, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Way too familiar.
You know, we think about this, David. He says, yes, although he knew he was using the brains of human beings slaughtered in cold blood by the Nazi co-workers, the mental infirm, the handicapped, many of them children, he explained during the Nuremberg trials that those brains offered wonderful material of mentally poor deformities and early child diseases. Of course, I accepted the brains, he said. I really wasn't my concern where they came from and how they were brought to me. You know, David, we really see that same type of mentality being mentioned today.
Yeah, they're trying to wash their hands of any guilty part of this. He said it wasn't my concern where they came from or how they... Where did he think they came from? They had to come from a human being who was once alive and got killed for their brain.
So to paraphrase what he's saying, David, even if innocent human beings were being murdered, the very one society should protect, seeing that they are the weakest and most vulnerable. He says their brains were, well, they were being used for a good cause. Well, David, does this not sound just like Planned Parenthood?
Exactly. Exactly. And there's nobody any more innocent than that baby human being that's in the womb. And those babies are being murdered, and they can't scream loud enough for help.
And so here is their paraphrase of their pathetic excuse. Planned Parenthood says, oh, we're doing the compassionate thing, using this fetal tissue to advance medical research and save lives. And the companies obtaining the tissues from us are doing a real service to humanity. You know, whenever a pro-choicer would read this, they would say, how dare you compare Planned Parenthood to Nazis? The Nazis killed human beings. Planned Parenthood is helping women decide what to do with their fetal tissue. You know, what they're doing here, David, is redefining terms.
Redefining terms. And we're going to get to that in just a moment. And it's devastating, the terms that have been redefined. It is absolutely devastating. And a lot of times when they redefine these terms, they end up making people not feel guilty about what they're doing. And instead, they want to agree with the justification that has been set forth just because they have changed up the terminology.
You know, to maybe conclude this Nazi thing, David, in its parallel to Planned Parenthood, as for Halliburton being directly involved in putting children and adolescents to death or being complacent in their deaths, his actions pale in comparison to those of Planned Parenthood, which not only devised the plan for the slaughter of millions of babies in the womb, but which profit greatly from the slaughter. It's not just research, David. Mm-hmm. It is income. The more abortions, the merrier they are. 300,000 every year killed by Planned Parenthood. You know, we're talking about a profit, potential profit margin here. The Planned Parenthood makes that would just take the marketing world out of sight of the money. You know, they were talking about the Lamborghinis that they were going to buy because of the profits they were getting from the selling of these baby parts and, in some cases, whole babies.
Yes, and the whole baby thing, that means that they had to be totally intact when they came out of the womb. Is that not what that means?
Yes, exactly.
So they had to be delivered alive?
That's the argument. As a matter of fact, in one of the research things that we've done here, David, we saw that they put a gag order on them because they believe that this information would bring them to insurmountable proof that they were involved in the actual killing of babies. I'm trying to look for this thing here that I saw a moment ago. Here it is. David Dalton, the journalist behind the Center for Medical Process videos, told CNN earlier today that the reason why Stem Express filed suit against release of a video of their meeting with him is because they admitted to receiving fully intact fetuses from abortion clinics. Dalton said those conversations may have shown prima facie evidence of born alive infants that they in turn killed and then therefore sold for a profit. That is just how horrible and how morbid our world has become.
Yes, and I hate to put this on the whole world. I don't think that there are a lot of people in this world that would go for this. I really do believe that they have elected representatives with some backbone that would say, no, this is enough of this. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do this anymore. And if not, I mean, if we jumped into a world war to stop what they were doing. And Frank, you told us something earlier that was going on during World War II. In addition to this guy that was put on that trial in Nuremberg, the Nuremberg trials, that was responsible for 700 human brains, but you said there's way more than that.
There were a lot more than that. We are really aware of the fact that human beings, those that were in the concentration camps, they were scheduled for death. They were slaughtered as experiments. They experimented with what happens if we give one blood. Why is it that if you give one person blood, he dies and the other one doesn't? They were trying to figure out what we know today about the type of blood, but they were killing people trying to find these things out. They experimented with the brain of living beings to see what part of the brain controlled what parts of the physical body. This went on during most of the whole time of World War II in those concentration camps.
Well, all of these things are horrible, and yet I don't think, as you read just a moment ago, Tom, I think they pale in comparison to what we're talking about here tonight with this one organization. We don't know anything about all the other organizations because the taxpayer funding, is, as far as I know, is not going out to these other organizations. It could be going to some of them. I don't know. But we do know $500 million is going to this one a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that. And that means every United States taxpayer is forcibly involved in this, whether he likes it or not.
And, you know, and David, one of the reasons why this is going through and why there is not more of an uproar than there is because the changing of terminology.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling murder an abortion. They're calling a baby fetal tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Until when, David?
Until they get ready to sell the parts, and then it's not fetal tissue anymore, it's baby parts.
Now, fetal tissue won't sell, but baby parts will sell.
Absolutely.
So they're taking out a fetal tissue, and when they sell it, it all of a sudden becomes a baby part, or in some cases, even a whole body.
Right.
You know, then you have phrases like Planned Parenthood. You know, Planned Parenthood sounds great, doesn't it, David?
Mm-hmm.
Just that name, Planned Parenthood. And yet, Planned Parenthood is murdering 300,000 babies every year.
You know, Murder Clinic doesn't sound quite as good as Planned Parenthood, does it?
It does not. You know, they talk about how that Planned Parenthood provides quality health care. Well, that also includes the killing of babies. And, David, we have this so-called clergy that are ordained for religious duty. They say that Planned Parenthood is doing the work of God. But, David, Jude gives us some insightful information with regard to those who claimed they're ordained,
right?
Is it not?
And here is a passage that ought to be chilling for everybody. And it says, "For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained unto this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, that fits the description of these individuals that are selling these baby parts. Well, you know, I was watching, I was kind of confined to a room here last week, and I was watching the Fox News channel. And Geraldo Rivera, everybody probably knows Geraldo Rivera, was on this group of five that were discussing this very thing. And four of the five on that panel, and Geraldo was one of the five, they were talking about how atrocious it was and how horrible it was and how could anybody deny the evidence that was now shown them, and why isn't something being done? Why isn't a federal investigation going on against Planned Parenthood right now? And all Geraldo Rivera could say, and he said it multiple times, he says, "It is for the good of humanity. It's good for research."
Hmm. And David, tell us what one of the other persons there, a woman, said in response to what Geraldo said.
Well, she said, anybody that doesn't believe that what we have seen on these videos, anybody that doesn't believe that this is true and evil, there's not a hotter place, there's not a hot enough place in hell for that individual. Now, that was the girl that was sitting right next to him.
I bet you Geraldo didn't like that too much.
Well, he may not have, but, you know, he needed to hear it.
Exactly right. You know, David, we have about maybe 8 minutes left. Mm-hmm. I'd like for us to maybe close with talking a little bit about another great headline in our world today in connection with Planned Parenthood, and that's how the world exploded over this dead lion that this dentist killed, and yet all the while is ignoring the atrocities of Planned Parenthood. You know, what is wrong with our nation, Dave? What is wrong with so many people when they're more concerned about a animal, a lion, in Africa than they are 300,000 babies being killed every year by Planned Parenthood, and also then the selling of the parts?
Well, you know, it starts at the top. And as we have said over and over again, and you can look in your Bible, you can do the research, and you'll know that I'm true. You look through 1 and 2 Kings, and you look at all of the kings that were kings over Israel and Judah. And what you are going to see is when the king had good moral thoughts and had good moral standards that were given by God, then all of the people followed his lead. And when the king was evil and had no moral standards except his own, all the people wanted to follow him, and he led the nation into destruction. Now, what we have up there right now is a president that is launching an investigation into the killing of Cecil the lion, and he absolutely and totally ignores the Planned Parenthood fiasco because he is all for it. He has even said that he is for partial birth abortion, pulling the child out head first and then killing the child before he is totally extracted from the mother's womb.
You know, and David, how ridiculous is this? They're not only concerned about Cecil the lion, they're also concerned about Cecil's competitor, Jericho. Because now they say Jericho is going to go and kill all of the lion cubs of Cecil. And that just adds to the atrocity. You know, our world, and I say our world in an editorial world, the people that believe these things are so messed up. Mm-hmm. Well, they'll have more compassion over an animal without a soul than all of the millions of babies being killed over the years with a soul that God has acknowledged as a soul, and yet simply deny what's really going on.
Well, let me tell you how messed up they are. Everybody knows who Piers Morgan is. He is writing for the Daily Mail, the United Kingdom, over in Britain. And this is what he said. I will sell tickets for $50,000 to anyone who wants to come with me and track down fat, greedy, selfish, murderous businessmen like Dr. Palmer in their natural habitat. We'd lure him out with bait. In his case, I suggest the fresh blood of one of his victims would be as effective as it seems to turn him on so much. And once lured, we would take a bow and fire a few arrows into his limb to render him incapable of movement. Then we'd calmly walk over, skin him alive, cut his head from his neck, and take a bunch of photos of us grinning inanely at his quivering flesh. This doctor is a human being.
Yeah.
That lion is an animal. Now, whether it was right or whether it was wrong that he killed this animal, I don't know. Whether it was illegal, whether it was a legal thing, I don't know. But to say that it is an atrocious thing to kill that lion, and then to come back over here and say, I'd like to kill this man, shoot him full of arrows, cut his head off, and watch him quiver and die. Where is the thought process here, Tom?
You know, just to show you how ridiculous these kind of people are, these same celebrities who are all up in arms with the killing of this lion, the lamenting of the death of Cecil, now stand alongside their beloved President Obama as he facilitates the deaths of thousands of Arabs and Jews in the Middle East by funding the leading terror regime on the planet, Iran, and paves way for the consequence-free Iranian bomb, presumably to be used in the genocide of 6 million Jews. Obama has presided over the rise of ISIS, which hacks the heads off of babies, and the left have nothing, has done nothing and said nothing about it. Baracko, you know, this is messed up, David.
Yes.
People are concerned about the wrong things. They're messed up. I'm just beyond words on how to describe the mentality of some of the people who will put up with all of these atrocities, but when it comes to, in your own place, these little babies giving not one care about how they're being murdered and ensouled.
And I think it can be summed up fairly easily. It makes no sense to me that people would want to think the way that they think, but it can all be summed up like this: they do not know God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it in a nutshell. They do not know God. And because they don't know God, if they knew God and they respected God and His will and His word, none of this would be taking place. We wouldn't be sitting here talking about Planned Parenthood or why we're having to contribute our tax dollars to something as atrocious as killing 300,000 babies, human beings with a soul, every single year. We wouldn't even have to be talking about this. We could be talking about some wonderful things that Jesus did through His earthly ministry here instead of this.
You know, earlier in the chat box, David, Terry made a good observation about evolution and how evolution plays a big part in this whole scenario. When the world believes that we evolved from monkeys, we are no better than animals, no better than monkeys, then what's to keep man from treating human life simply like animal life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the lack of belief of God, the belief in atheistic evolution,
mm-hmm.
all of these things add to what we see are taking place in our world today.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I think we got a couple of minutes left, minute and a half. What have we got left?
About a minute and a half.
About a minute and a half. And so we need to wind this thing up, and I hope tonight that we have shown one thing. Parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, teach your children the love of God
mm-hmm.
and the Word of God, and don't ever, ever let them forget it. Make them remember it. Write it on the post of your door. Put it on the front door. Put it in your... Read to your children at night, because this is the atrocious event that can come out of not knowing God and not knowing His will for His people. And so we need to do a better job of teaching our children. Obviously, we've got 4 or 5 generations now that know not God and don't care anything about it. And they're more concerned about the life of a wild animal than they are a living human being.
And perhaps, David, we should also teach our children to keep sex in the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
How many of these babies have been aborted because a woman got pregnant when she didn't want to?
Mm-hmm.
Pregnancy out of wedlock. Oh, it'd be interesting to know the percentage of the murders that took place because a woman was pregnant out of wedlock. Well, David, it's been a great program, I believe. Not great in that we enjoyed what we had to say, but great in that we got information out there for people to know.
Right.
This is a very important effort that we need to stand up, and we need to applaud any politician who will stand against these things.
Amen.
And not vote for those who are for it.
Amen.
David, We're going to be back next week at the same time, and we encourage you to listen in every Monday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time as we preach the gospel, as we speak where the Bible speaks and are silent where it is silent. You have been listening to the Harrison Moore Expedition Through the Bible.
A common love for each other, a common gift to the Savior, a common bond holding us to the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to the Harrison Moore Expedition Through the Bible. This is a live call-in talk show discussing the important topics and current events threatening our Christian faith. Please join us every Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m. and call in with any question or comment. 855-QA-BIBLE. That's 855-722-4253. Or email your questions and comments to questions@harrisonmoore.org. Our motto is, you've heard what men have to say, now listen to what the Bible has to say. Harrison Moore Expedition Through the Bible, heard every Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m. on this radio.